I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 23rd. No injuries reported after a house fire in Quincy last night. The flames broke out in the single-family home at 29 Eustace Street in Wollaston at about 10:30 p.m. Police say two adults and several animals were safely evacuated from that home. Further details are still not available. Another mediation session is scheduled to take place today with regards to the Quincy Teachers Union contract negotiations. Teams from the school committee and the union will meet separately with a state mediation team at Coddington Hall. This will be the second of three scheduled negotiating sessions. A four-hour meeting last week failed to come to terms on a new contract. A third session is scheduled for Monday. Reminder, the right lane of Quincy Shore Drive outbound between Sachem Street and Rice Road is closed weekdays from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. for guardrail replacement work. The state says the project will be ongoing through April 14th. Buses are replacing MBTA Red Line trains between Braintree and North Quincy from 9 p.m. through the end of service tonight for track maintenance. Two young men are facing multiple charges in connection with a merchandise return scam that involved both Walmart stores in Raynham. Police Chief James Donovan said that an officer responded to a Walmart on Broadway shortly before 1 o'clock Monday to investigate a report of past thefts or attempted thefts at that store. Investigators were able to determine that the suspects, 19-year-old Angelo Henderson of Taunton and 21-year-old Dylan Lopes of Quincy, activated a Visa gift card without paying, then left the store. Officers also learned Henderson and Lopes returned to the store on Sunday and returned merchandise worth more than $1,300. Police learned the suspects were known to Walmart staff because they were accused of taking gift cards without paying for them and using them to purchase Apple products, which they later returned for cash. Police responded, and they saw the two young men. When the officer approached the pair in an attempt to speak with them, they ran westbound across Orchard Street at the intersection of Route 44, then continued down the Route 24 northbound ramp across Route 24 and under the Route 44 overpass into a wooded area where Henderson was taken into custody. Lopes was able to initially evade police, but a canine unit and Taunton police responded, and he was eventually located in some brush and taken into custody. After police determined Lopes and Henderson were the suspects in the theft scheme, they were each charged with larceny, over $1,200 by single scheme. Both were arraigned Tuesday in Taunton District Court, and they remain in custody as they have outstanding warrants against them. An armed robbery that police say happened Wednesday afternoon in Hingham is under investigation as detectives search for the robber. Happened at the Richdale Food Shops on Lincoln Street at about 2 p.m. when a man walked into the store and brandished a semi-automatic pistol at the clerk demanding money. Man got away with some cash. The amount is unspecified. Suspect described as being about 6 feet tall, having a beard. At the time of the robbery, he was wearing a New York Yankees cap, black jacket with a yellow zipper, black sweatpants, and a surgical mask. Anybody with information is asked to contact Hingham Police. Governor Mara Healey said yesterday she is in the final stages of selecting a new general manager to run the MBTA and expects to name the new GM, quote, very, very soon. Though her work to identify a new head of the plagued public transit agency began before she took office in early January, Healey has largely kept the Baker administration's team in place at the T and at MassDOT, including interim general manager Jeff Gonneville. The new governor has repeatedly asked T riders to be patient with her as she works through a search process and has consistently been vague about the status of that search. The T board plans to hold its next meeting today, a gathering where the budget, low-income fares, and a general manager's report are on the agenda. Healey also pledged to hire a new safety chief at the T in her first 60 days in office, but no such appointment was made by her self-imposed March 6th deadline. Neighbors along Cape Cod Bay are pushing back against the dumping of radioactive water into the bay. A permit from the Environmental Protection Agency stands in the way of that happening. The Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant shut down in 2019. Holtec is the company working to decommission the plant. The EPA originally cleared them to dump contaminated wastewater into the bay, but backtracked when it learned the water may have nuclear contaminants. Both the EPA and the NRC have regulation standards. Holtec claims the contaminated water is well below those standards. They also say approved dumping like this is more common than people think. Neighbors say some towns are already planning lawsuits to block any potential dumping. They fear the contaminated water could impact wildlife and the estimated billion-dollar seafood industry that relies on the bay. The fear is that even the idea of radioactive water in the bay may have an impact on the seafood industry. Even if the water is clean, companies believe their clients may not purchase their products simply out of fear and skepticism. Currently, Holtec has three options: dump the water, evaporate it, or truck it elsewhere. Holtec admits it may use a bit of all three, but neighbors want to see it all shipped elsewhere. Holtec says transporting all of the wastewater leaves open the risk of an accidental spill of untreated water, but neighbors believe it's more about the cost to transport the water. Attorney General Andrea Campbell has spoken with residents in the area. She shares their concerns. In a statement, she suggests Holtec work on alternate plans. Starting in May, National Grid customers will start getting relief from soaring electric rates. The Department of Public Utilities has approved basic service rate reductions that will lead to a roughly 40% reduction in a typical residential customer's monthly bill. The utility serves nearly 1.4 million electric customers, including the city of Quincy. The approval came quickly. National Grid filed its summer rate adjustment last week, projecting it would drop the bill for a typical residential customer by about $115. Last spring, it was reported that one of Boston's best-known seaside dining spots was expanding to a space on the South Shore. Now we've learned that it's in the process of opening. According to a source, Sullivan's has had a soft opening at Hanover Crossing on Route 53 in Hanover, saying that the new restaurant has both counter-service dining and full-service dining, including a full bar. A menu includes such familiar options as burgers, hot dogs, fish and chips, fried clams, lobster rolls, South Shore Bar pizza is a new item on the menu. A variety of local beers are available, as well as wine and cocktails. Sullivan's first opened on Castle Island in 1951, with another outlet opening up at Hub Hall by North Station in Boston in 2021. And they expect to have a full grand opening at the Hanover location this spring. A check of business news this morning, and stocks tumbled. The Dow down 530. The NASDAQ lost 190. The S&P dropped 65. Asian stocks are mixed after the Federal Reserve raised a key interest rate, while noting the end may be near for its economy-crunching hikes to interest rates. The dollar fell, the euro is up, oil at $70 a barrel. In sports, Bruins will face off against the Canadiens at the Garden tonight at 7 o'clock. Celtics will be home tomorrow night at 7 against the Pacers. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: scattered showers, mild, high of 61 degrees. The rain could linger this evening, low of 43. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 53. A cold rain, maybe some wintry mix on Saturday, high only 40 degrees, and then cloudy 55 on Sunday. Well, the boater today waves about a foot. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10, increasing 10 to 15, maybe gusting to 25 later today. High tide at 1:29 p.m. Sunrise 6:42, set at 6:59. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 23rd.